Are you a novice artist? Have you created or painted something recently? This is the episode for you. Hi, this is Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One from Amaya FM, the show that asks you to consider using your social media platforms for others. Over the summer, we sat down with Lena Kehlani and Tina Tawani, the talented duo whose startup idea led to the creation of a platform where original art could be purchased by the community. Even though they only launched in April 2019, they have already surpassed their initial goals. Here's Lena.
Over the years, as we painted on the weekends or, you know, used art as an expression, we realized that there was not a lot of places that actually helped us bring together our art, connect us to a community, and help us sell. And we're all local artists. We've all been born, brought up here, spent 20, 30 years of our lives, and yet there was not anything that glued us together or brought us to like-minded people. So Artazar was actually born out of that insight, out of that desire to not only make a difference for ourselves, but for the whole community and bringing together all this hidden talent, whether you're children or all the way up to moms and grandmoms that, you know, that do arts and anything handicraft, anything that you make with your hands, and brings us together on a platform so that buyers or collectors or even somebody who appreciates a good piece of art can come and find us easily.
The minute we went live and we started connecting with more artists.
That's Lena's co-founder, Tina.
We were surprised to see how much beautiful works and talent was outside in there, which was just hidden to their own limited community, like we said. And today we are at over 70 artists already.
When April hit and we went live and we just started telling one person who told two of her friends and another one told another five of their artist friends and we started bringing them together, we're sitting at 70, 80 artists, 500 to 600 artworks, you know, in less than three months of going live. And we realized that, oh my God, there's so much there. And then the kids came out. You know, which brought us so much joy with our youngest artist being 5 years old.
Fantastic.
And, you know, another one being six. And we have teenagers who want to experiment and grow as artists. And they're embracing the platform. They started putting up their works.
I'm curious. I'm not an artist. I mean, my art form is an author, is a book. But I'd love to know, so if I'm an artist in the Dubai or Abu Dhabi, anywhere in the UAE community, how do I come to you and what does that process look like for me to be listed with Artazar?
So we made the process very simple. Everything is available online. A new artist can just go fill out the forms. They need to register themselves as with their artist profile and submit an artwork along with the photographs, the description, etc. All the details are mentioned clearly on the form. Everything is free to register. We don't charge artists until, I mean, obviously once they sell, then we have commission going on. But then to register, they can put up as many artworks as they want. The idea is to help promote and help them sell. We don't think it's fair to charge them before they have actually sold anything. So
that's one. And once they submit the forms, we go through everything.
Okay.
So we actually tell them, guys, write a better description, send us better images. This is how you take a photograph. This is how you do it. We guide them through it. We then take all the artworks and we submit it to a curator panel. And these are people, who are based in India and some are here. Mm-hmm. And they honestly are helping us out in going through the quality of the work, advising on the pricing sometimes. Hey, this is underpriced or this is very overpriced. No, this piece of work, you know, they need to learn better. And from there, we don't want people to get disillusioned because we speak to them and we tell them, hey, guys, this artwork might not be approved, but you might be sitting on another five pieces somewhere. Or why don't we help you find a mentor to help you grow even better? Because if this is something you want to do, let us help you become even better. Because we're all emerging. We're all self-taught. We've all pulled this up as a passion. Some have gone to universities or fine art degrees, but 90% we've learned living here, literally living here, as you said, stress from jobs. Let's go paint and get rid of it. Let's go do some pottery. From there, those workshops kicked in. And it's just our way to help them grow.
The jury or the curators and the people that are running the workshops, are these volunteers? Are people donating their time, or how do you find them?
So the curators are donating their time, and we are very grateful for that, for all their opinions and everything that they bring on board. The workshops, there's a charge to it. It's usually the teachers, you know, time, the venue and all of it. It's like a typical workshop, but it goes in with a methodology. And we want to do these academic workshops, as we're calling them. So if you want to get, for example, one of the workshops we were running this summer was charcoal sketching, portraits, and, you know, if you wanted to do still life, mm-hmm. and charcoal or acrylic sketching. So these are quick sketches that you do on A3 paper, mm-hmm. and you just learn how the face is built with the eyes, you know, the dimensions, all of it, using charcoal and getting messy. But we want you to come away feeling a lot more confident versus when you went in. And these are one-off, you know, done in sessions of four or just one trial. Let's figure it out. But everybody has a need. Like another need that came up is watercolors.
It's a beautiful medium, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's a technique to it. You just can't watch a YouTube video and do it. Trust me. That one in particular doesn't work. Yeah, that one doesn't work.
A few extra drops of water and it's going to be completely different.
It's gone. And we want to do those. And we want to get in the right teachers, the right, I don't want to use the word syllabus, but the right course. And bring in 4, 5, 10, as many people, whether they're registered with us or even outside. Mm-hmm. Bring them in. Let's put it together and actually escalate and elevate their skills. You know, another thing we do is for kids. Mm-hmm. And I teach the kids. And it's so much joy. My class is from 5 years old to 9 years old. Most of them are 5 to 8. Mm-hmm. Okay, full of gossip. Yeah. All girls, most of them. I have one guy, bless them.
Yeah.
And they come in and they just learn the basics of acrylic painting. But there's no hard and fast rules, because I want them to get creative.
Sure.
I want them to use their fingers, their spatula, their hands, you know, cotton buds and skewers, anything they can get their hands on, so that their imagination starts to expand.
And is that, from your perspective, and especially growing up here, was there anything like that offered? Is there currently anything like that offered in other places?
There were some classes that were there, but there was very fine art based. DuckTac was around. Now DuckTac's no longer there, unfortunately. DIAC has been around for a while. Mm-hmm. But we're just trying to go a level, instead of going for a weekly class, which is there, mm-hmm. great. But we want to get artists to go elevate. That's what we're calling them, academic courses. Because we want the intensity of it to be a little more, so that you as artists grow faster.
Sure.
In whatever skill you're trying to
master or just become better at or start.
We've had women, you know, who've come up to us and they haven't painted in 15 years. And they've landed up to one of these workshops saying, okay, we're going to go try
baby steps.
And then all of a sudden, in all the jumble, they find themselves in 3 hours and they're like, oh, I forgot I had this. And that to us is what we want.
Well, that kind of leads to a good question, and maybe you've just answered it. Do you have a favorite, each of you, do you have a favorite memory so far, either in the build-up or a piece that was sold or a personal piece of your own?
The first thing for me was the day the website went live, right? And the reason I say that is because, coming from a digital background, I overlooked things. You know, at the director level, you end up overlooking things, right? But for the first time, I had to get my hands dirty and build a website, a whole e-commerce website.
That does sound intimidating, yes.
And honestly, the day the website went live and a person closed a sale online was like, oh my God, this is happening. People can see it. People can view it. And it's structured and it's this and it's this. Just to achieve that, I think that to me was a matter of pride. And it felt like my 22 years of working in this industry meant something.
I'm sure when the artist, whether it was yourself or someone else, got that notification that the sale had gone through, you know, it's just like me when I sell a book. I'm over the, like, each time it still means something
it
to
means,
me.
It means that email that came through that said, hi, you have a sale. And you're like, oh my God, it works, it works, it works. That to me was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And the second thing, honestly, was when one of the children in the classes took me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing a background in light blue and light green. and they were intersecting colors. And I told her, okay, use one brush. And then once you're done with the blue, use the second one for the green and then go back to the blue. And she goes, yeah, okay. And I turned around in her left hand and in the right hand, she had both brushes and she was painting two colors together. And she was blending them correctly,
naturally.
Mm-hmm. And I think at that time I was so flabbergasted and I told myself, you sometimes underestimate what a child can do. And this child just showed you what she's capable of, what even you, she's like, why drop one brush and take the second brush? I'm just going to use two brushes and get it done faster. And she did it. And I was just standing there and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that to me, I think those are my two moments.
Fantastic.
Honestly.
For me, I think one of them was, again, when we went live, like we mentioned, we were sitting with like less than 10 artists and suddenly just bubbled the minute we went live. We had like 100 emails on our inbox every day on a daily basis, like for the next month. And we would work nonstop till 12 a.m., 1 a.m., trying to clear up our inbox and do the uploads, because every upload takes minimum like good 20 to 30 minutes.
Sure.
Because there are so many images to each artwork and all the detailing, et cetera, the background work that goes on. And we would finish cleaning our inbox. And finally, at 1 a.m., we'd be like, oh, good night. See you tomorrow morning. Next morning, when we meet up at 9 a.m., again, we're sitting with like 50 to 100 emails keep coming in. That was like, seriously, like
that
month of April, we were, to a point, we were drowning.
Stay with us. We'll be right back with Artizar's journey and how you can get involved. As there are many initiatives and stories we'd like to share, CSR of One asks the community to consider sponsoring our show to help support us. Please contact CSR of One at amea.fm.
Hey, it's Shrag from Amea Media, and I wanted to tell you about another show on our network called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's pioneers and the stories behind the ideas and the communities they've brought to life. You can find all of the episodes of the show in your favorite podcast player right now, and we'll be back with a new season later in the year. You can find more information on our website, talesofthe.trade.
Welcome back. You're listening to CSR of One with the founders of Artizar, home to over 400 works of art from 60 UAE-based artists.
Honestly speaking, we touched a space. I think it was an insight where this is your platform. This is about you. And the more people we spoke to, they kind of took that methodology and spoke on behalf of us. So we might have spoken to you and explained, guys, this is, consider this yours. Yes, we're managing it. Yes, we're innately, you know, the guardians of it. Mm-hmm. But we want you to feel this is for you. And we want to promote you, you know, along with us. Yes, but you make us, you are the soul of who we are. We're very honest about that.
You've taken up the heavy lifting, as it were, of, okay, you have a uniform place where people can find it. They're confident in the pricing. They're confident in the description, in the art and whatever. And you might connect with somebody. And then that artist can just, as you said, they can, whatever medium they work in, that's their job.
Do what you're best at. I mean, that's the idea. Because also we realized that a lot of our artists are either full-time working, so they don't have time to do their own marketing promotion. I mean, they might be posting it on their individual Facebook and Instagram, but that's only a limited network. Again, most of our artists actually are housewives and moms who don't have the skill of actually learning the Facebook and Instagram and how it works. So we're trying to help wherever we can. Yes, we do have workshops where we bring in some professionals from Instagram to train them and give them tips. Again, we don't try to make it very technical, because let us handle the technical bit of it.
Yeah.
But then we still want them to be a little more confident when they are on the Instagram and groom on those platforms. But then,
so like something as simple as add to your story. Mm-hmm. You know, some moms were flabbergasted.
But unless somebody points it out to you, or, you know, like me, and I use it for Adizatar as a regular part of my business, then, you know, you wouldn't now.
Exactly. And that was the whole point of it, right? Is to empower them, to tell them we're as vested in this as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you promote, the more you talk about it, let us help you, show you how you can. And then we also at the same time do it. And it kind of becomes one big voice out in the community.
Their platform offers a place to decorate your home, accessorize your life with incredible works of art, and help support UAE-based artists. So, how can you get involved?
I would definitely love any digital marketeers to help us see how we can get better. Because it's always great to have a second, third perspective. There are things that have worked for other e-commerce businesses. There are things that have worked for other platforms or not worked. And we would love to get insights on there. We're constantly looking for people who would love to donate their time to help us make some video content. Because we believe that when you make... A lot of our workshops kicked off is because we had video content that we built internally. But given the fact that there's only that many hours in a day, you can't do that much. So, you know, we're constantly looking for volunteers, looking for interns who can come in, help out, grow their portfolio, at the same time help us as well achieve certain objectives, even for social media, posting and all. Because honestly, social media by itself, you know, when I look at my phone...
You could have a full-time person just doing that.
It's incredible when it tracks your time. Now, I know I have to respond to everything and I have to be there and all of it, but... Even though you schedule it, you do it, it's still 5-6 hours on your phone that pops up and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a scary number.
Scary number. Yeah. And I think, you know, the volunteers, if they could help us even with that would be fantastic. If you're a business out there who's looking to put up some artworks, promote our local artists, whether you're a restaurant or an office or...
I think you need this kind of like, you know, combination of the community and how... Like, if I was an artist, I would be so proud. But also, if I was a restaurateur, oh, cool, what's on the wall? And I know some of my favorite restaurants do exactly that, and they invite in different people. Yeah. So you're right that there are ways to help without even... It just depends on what kind of connections you have.
Exactly. And, you know, as we said, we've just been 3 months, and we're looking.
But we've had, like, we're blessed to have a few partners who are already on board and who have helped us bring... These artists in one place. We host our workshops. We work with them in showcasing some of the works. And then, of course, if we're open, we'd love to partner with them.
Even if they would like to share something in some of these meetups that we do, like, we're very grateful to all our trainers who come on and they donate their time. So whether it was a photography workshop or the Instagram ones that we're going to be going ahead with, or even the content writing ones, we're very grateful to a lot of these media professionals who come on a Saturday morning, talk to our artists, give their time, answer their questions. And I think we feel very blessed that we're able to, you know, get that from them.
I mean, we're also... wouldn't mind. I mean, if anyone wants to kind of, I mean, we'd love it. If someone wants to kind of help, any of the influencers would like to help in kind of, you know, promoting. We've had a few influencers who've connected with us and they're helping us populate and, you know, reach out to more people.
So I have to ask, because I think of art sometimes in a physical space, and maybe just walk me through, are there plans one day to have a gallery I could go to, or is the focus right now strictly online and keeping that presence up?
Online was actually born out of the desire, because we realized that having a physical space in this day, you know, was costing too much. Mm-hmm. The overheads, rent, all of it. It just wasn't working out in that respect. So we kept it online. But the dream would be at some point to have a space where people can come, do workshops, actually put up their works, keep rotating, speak to people. You know, if you're looking for a piece of art, pop by, talk to them. But right now we're currently doing that, but at a much smaller scale. Yeah. And one of the things we've realized that work for us is when people approach us, they ask us to see the piece and we happily take it over. You know,
we take a couple options as well. I mean, if they say, we want to see a horse, for example, and they give us the style, we take a couple options, we show it to them, we're happy to show it to them before they buy, because we understand that
it could be an investment piece. Absolutely.
If they're buying something which is over, say, 2,000 dirhams or something to put up in their house, they've asked us to view it, and we're happy to arrange that,
because it has to fit your wall, it has to fit your style, whatever you think might look nice. And we want them to do that, because it's a piece you're buying for your home. we want you to tell us, hey guys, bring over a few. I'm happy to invest X amount of money. Get me a couple of options. This is my wall.
And do you have, are there commissions available? So if I specifically wanted, let's say, my cat who has passed, or I wanted for an anniversary gift, maybe I don't think my husband and I are particularly should be photogenic enough to be a painting, but let's say, you know, people, a new baby or a special anniversary or something like that. So could I come to you via the website and say, I have an idea for X and this is my budget?
Yeah, of course. We've already had surprisingly a lot of commission pieces that have come in. And the way we work is people give us the requirement of what they're looking for.
The size.
And the style, the size, the budget. We reach out to the artists that we know. And we know particularly a couple artists can fit into that style or that budget. We reach out to them, bring in their references, show 3 to 4 options to the client, and depending on what they want in that reference, we
amazing
get a
we commission
them. Yeah. So we commission the piece, and not only portraits, like we've also had commissions where people are moving to a new house, they're dressing up their house, and they've got 3 rooms where they want to put up, say, 4 to 5 artworks. They show us the spaces, they show us the furniture, and we recommend pieces. If they can't find it online, and they want some changes, something done specially for their wall, we have taken orders for, again, these commission pieces don't have to be 10,000 dirhams.
Sure.
You can commission an artwork, which is even just 2,500, 3,000.
And that's what I think, you know, that I'd like to that people to know is that I think we think of art or fine art or whatever as being this like shockingly expensive thing. And it's not at all, because as I was explaining, when my husband and I travel, we collect art, and it's never, we don't go into galleries and do all this. We kind of look at who's the guy painting on the street. Then we go to the art house and get it nicely framed because they do a great job. And that's our memory from that place. And so now our whole house is just, you know, pieces from around the world. I obviously need to add from the UAE a little bit more.
No, but it's beautiful. And I think supporting local artists, people are actually encouraging them, giving their talent a bigger outlet from what they can come out with and do stuff. So I love the fact that over the last 5-7 years, Dubai has become, or the UAE has become, this hub where musicians and digital artists and installation artists and all kinds of talent, creative talents, are being given that space. The other thing we're exploring, we've actually been approached, is corporate events, mm-hmm. You know, where they want to use art and create a fun afternoon out, do a mural up, a couple of canvases, small canvases where it all comes together, or teach my, let's do, like there's a salon that I'm working with, mm-hmm. and she wants her girls to actually have a day out, mm-hmm. and paint 3-4 canvases and put them up so that they feel, you know, like a team. They come together, they do something creative, they're laughing, they're smiling, and they're doing things. And there's so many of those that we could put together for corporates as well. It actually helps not only team building, but it helps open up imaginations and creates new confidence and opens up a skill. They might be having 1 or 2 artists that are sitting inside that office that they had no clue about.
We're so happy to see projects like this in the community and are all for breaking away from the traditional approach to CSR. Artisar is a great way to connect like-minded individuals and grow a local community of artists who could always use the support. We love their approach. Please visit artisar.com for more details. We hope you find a piece that you like. This episode was hosted by me, Courtney Brandt, and produced by Chirag Desai. You can find all of our episodes on our website, amaya.fm/CSRof1, and also follow us on Instagram. Until next week, remember to be nice out there on social media. Think about sharing something for someone else. Goodbye.